Uvijem ovdje pa zajmiš ne dal toliš sim oni tomo viha koji ve. O sam mihle. A person he pulls out the simoni tomo, yeah, the simoni tomo ve ha koi ve es ha mihle, oi ve bolo isa se. Rav says, okay, the simoni tomo go and say loven be oi be oi bora bosa, u se so bana sokim. A white here in the bosa or yellow here in the beard. Ve ha koi ve es ha mihle dimishnich veis eino simoni tomo, he burns it. Takes out a blowtorch, and he burns out the simen tumah. Yeah.
Okay, that's what you said. I don't know the meaning of that one.
We're calling it the burn, kviya. Kviya tachas. A burn for a burn. Kviya. Okay. V'akoyev means to burn. Asam bechva dimishe nichveis. I think that means right. Dimishe nichveis ena simen tumah. If I'm not mistaken, it means to burn.
You take isn't a mechia burn itself?
No, mechia is fresh skin. It's bosa chai.
Right. So which one is a burn?
Kviya. A mechves. Not a mechia. There's a mechia and a mechva. A mechia is the simen tumah. A mechva is a burn. A nega that comes after a burn. Person is a burn, and then there's a nega that appears after the burn heals.
Right.
So it's a mikvah, like a kvi. It's like a kvi. Yeah. There's a kvi and a koi. They're not the same thing. Zwei besondere Sachen. A kvi is machlok. Is it a simen? Is it a bria bifnei atzma, or is it safik chai, safik behema? It depends.
Right.
The kvi is a bria bifnei atzma. The koi is a safik chai, safik behema. I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a whole Torah. How do you pronounce it? Kvi v'koy depends on certain things. It's like the kave. Is it kave? Or the koye? Is it koye or v'koyve? So I also, there's a difference. It's two different words. The truth is, it's a machnat shesam. It's two different mamas, two different words. I don't remember anything. All these things I've totally forgot. V'koyve, v'koye. Is it zecher or zecher? It's a whole different word. A whole different word of it, Zecher Amalek, a Zecher Amalek. Each one has a mile and a chasaran. Zecher means the remembrance of. Zecher means the essence of Amalek. It's a different word. The guy at my show, he told me, very important, he says to me, it has to be Zecher. He's a big excellent because you never find a trop. It has Timche as, it is a munach. Timche as zecher amolek mapach pashto munach is a munach. There's a munach under the word zecher. Timche as zecher amolek zecher milara. No, it's el. As zecher amolek is a munach. Every use where you have that a double segol. As zecher, there's no trap. There's a makaf that connects it to the next word. So the fact that no one disagrees, lesman the polig, that the mesori is a munach, is a giveaway that it has to be zecher, not zecher.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, I never heard that before. The Mishnah Berurah says.
I remember hearing words that it has to be Zecher rather than Zecher, but I didn't know the reason why.
No, there's no, look, the Mishnah Berurah says Veda. The Mishnah Berurah, he knew everything. Veda. There's no way to be Machriya, he says. Veda, you should know this. There is no way to know what it really is. Veda. It's either Zecher, therefore you say it twice. Now, he doesn't say what to say twice. He doesn't say the whole Pasuk. A lot of people saying the whole pasuk is a toast. That's not correct. You should say the expression. Rav Moshe says the best thing to do is to say the expression. Timche as zecher amalek, timche as zecher amalek. Not to say the whole pasuk. You say the whole pasuk, you're making a new Torah. You're giving legitimacy. One is a mistake. It's not the pshat they're both right. This is not a zocher v'shamar. One is correct and one is wrong. If you repeat the whole pasuk twice, it's like as if you're saying they're both right. Eilu ve'ildi v'lokim chayim. That's not true. They're not both right. Only one is right. The other is wrong. So don't repeat the whole pasuk. Give it legitimacy. You just repeat the expression. When the Baal Kriya makes the mistake, he repeats the whole pasuk. He repeats the word that he made the mistake. He's very makbar in this Ramosha. How come in the Vel today, in the Yeshiva Shevel today, it's choyk v'lo yavar to read over the whole pasuk? Ignorance. Ignorance.
In Radzin, we never read over the whole pasuk. We just read Timcha as Zeich HaMelech, Timcha as Zeich HaMelech.
That's what Moshe says. Moshe says to do that. That's what Moshe. But in the Yeshiva Shevel, they don't want to hear this. No. Don't confuse me with the facts. It's not Yeshivish. It's Yeshivish. The Olam Shav Kavona, to be Yoitze, the Mitzvah, the Reisa, of Mechias HaMolek. Mechias HaMolek. Don't make a baruch of Shemoy in the first baruch. They basically make the announcements. They say pretty much 10 halachic violations. Kol hamoisiv goreya. Don't say it's deraisa because many hold that it's derabanan. And if it's derabanan, you do it deraisa, then you live in bal toisif. If it's deraisa, you don't do it in derabanan. It's bal tigra. Is it a mitzvah of zechira samolik or is it a mitzvah of mechia samolik?
The ladies
who told you that the brachas of Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch is going on the mitzvah? Baruch Hashem Bocha Barmikol Hamim. Whoever told you that the brachas of the Oila has any shaykhis to the kriya? The brachas that he makes for the maftir. Whoever gave you a mishnagas, Hashem Bocha Barmikol Hamim. Is what does Hashem Bocha Barmikol Ham have to do with Mechias Amalek? And whoever told you the last bracha Hashem Nosalon Taras Emes? Whoever told you this? Who made up these things? Chadoshim labakorim rabba munasecha. People make up all these mishugasim. You just say, have kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah. The mitzvah. That's the best. Someone asked me once, what mitzvah? What should I say? I said, say the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias samolik. That's what I told. Someone asked me. I didn't say mechias samolik. I told them zechiras yitzias samolik. Because that's really what it's.
You
that's really.
You have in mind what you had last year.
No, I didn't know. We didn't say that. I remember that. I know, but I told someone asked me what to say. So I he didn't want to say nothing. He said, "You can't just say the mitzvah. You have to say something." So I said, "So say don't say mechias amalek. Say the mitzvah of zechiras mechias amalek. That's what it is." I don't know if that was right. I don't know if that was the right thing to say. Maybe it was the wrong thing to say. But from the best that I could come up with on the spot, that was the best. I don't know if it was right, but he wanted to say something. All right, none of my business. What do I care?
I think that's a great line that you should have in Zoshubin and Zinnivas Scotland. Let's do that's a great joke.
He shocked them all out of there. He mama shocked them out because they were ready to go to battle. Mama Shmuchemes Amolik. Shmuchemes Amolik. Kiyod al Kiska.
I paid attention today to the Slichus by accident, and there's a line about following after Adam Ashreme Olam Lo Niva. Right? Do you remember that?
No.
There's a capital that the guy. Anyway, I was looking at the Masa on the phone.
My mind was blank today, blank, blank, blank. I don't even remember if I davened this morning. Blank.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a line about that we're like stuck in Gullus and we can't do all these things, and the Goyim are having it, you know, Kushki life on Easy Street, you know, the stuff we say in Kinnis and whatever. And then there's a line that the guy says, you know, that he he's forced to do things for a nation, B'nai Kedar, Hashem Olam Lo Niva. You know, that they follow someone, they follow a Navi who never ever had prophecy. Something like
Biden, that. Mandates.
Huh?
Biden, mandates.
Right. So that was one answer. The other answer was, I looked in the index and the guy, the Machaber was Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Sadia. He lived, I don't know when.
Sadia? Who, when did he live? After Rav Sadia Goyen?
Yitzchak ben Sadia. I was
in the air. When did he live? What year did he live? Because Rav Kanievsky says that the first person that we find with the name Sadia was Rav Sadia Goyen.
The very first person?
That's what he writes. I have the safer over here. I have the safer of names. I divine. When I have time, I divine. I look into people's names. He's a Sadia, is the first of Sadia. So therefore, this person, it's perfect, because the Paitanim, I think, were more or less after the Goyinim.
This could have been in the 1300s.
Right, for sure. Rav Sadia was before 1000.
Right.
Or was he? Around that time. No, maybe later.
A little bit after.
Drop after. Just a small amount. Just a little bit.
So I looked in the front of the Masam of Flowers, and they gave a little bit of a bag. And this guy apparently was praised, you know, for his abilities to write, and he had ability to sing as well. And the Muazzin, got him because he had such a nice voice to make the announcements for them.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the capital, he says he wishes that he could see, you know, that he could have Lachala says Panacha, whatever. I forgot the line. And apparently, according to the Hakdama in the beginning of the book, after the Muazzin got him to do this thing, so he said his tefillah and then he committed suicide, and he jumped off the roof.
Why?
He jumped off the roof. It was strange because, you know, we don't always have the lines, right? Like you pointed out to me about, you know, Kore Shucha, right? That they go to look for the holy thing and, you know, and
Holy Sepulchre.
Right. I mean, they make fun, you know, in veiled ways, you know, about Yashka and about Muhammad or whatever. So this clearly was a strike against Muhammad, and you don't always have slichos that deal with Sephardic, you know, like the Macharim don't always talk about, you know, Islam.
Because they were not of the Avodah Zarah. No one, none of the Rishonim say that Islam is of Avodah Zarah. No one. By Schmidman, I heard a mamash today. I go in the morning to a shir there today. I have to go there to the shir. So his mamash talking about the Yishmaelim, and he says this mamash, not even one Rishon you can find that says that Islam is Avodah Zarah. No one. Says the Ma'ariv says the Tzionim, there are Tzionim that are trying very, very hard to read into Rishonim as Avodah Zarah, but it's so, so forced. It's not true, he says.
There's a line in the Radak that says the Jews have suffered gullus, most of their gullus is under Yishmael rather than under Edom. Right, Radak Kuf Chav Pasuk Hey. Radak Kuf Chav Pasuk Hey. It says that most of the Golos is under Yishmael rather than under Edom. Anyway, so the line just took me by surprise because I usually try to say Slichos at night when I'm still awake instead of, you know, looking at Narishkeit on the computer. So I went last night and I said it last night, so I was awake a bit. So they had this line, and you know, the name, you know, did not ring a bell as one of the regular. I mean, not that I know who the Paitanim are, but Yitzchak Ben Sadia did not sound very familiar. So I looked up in the beginning, and it said that he was picked by Islam and he committed suicide after he did it. Very interesting. All right, back. Sorry for that.
No, gewaldig. Teirehi v'lilmoid anitzarech. Hatayler Shimoni Tuma v'hakoyve, a person burned his hamikva. Oyver b'loisase. Loisase, fine. V'la tohara. Actually, bo etzel hakoyin tohar. What does that mean, Rav? Oyver b'loisase. Yishomer b'nei gatzaras. Cholmokam shemer yishomer pen v'al ein elo l'shod loisase. V'la tohara kiloimar. Uli inyin tahara madinoi. What is in the entire actually bo etzel hakoyin im tolshon tohor v'im tolshon la'achar chalutoi tome? What? A nega tohor kolay ma'ulinyin tahara madina. What's in the entire actually bo etzel hakoyin im tolshon tohor and he pulls it out before he comes to the Kohen, what does it mean, Ula Tahara? We're going to have to see him before. I don't know what it means. We'll see in a moment. Let's go weiter. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti, yes, Rabban Gamliel, yes, Rabbi Yeshua, Holchem Le Gad Vod. Holchem Le Gad Vod Besech Hezgeroi Mohu, Rav. Holchem Le Gav Dod Garcinon, Vuhu Shem Mokoim. Ah, like I told you, it's the name of a place, it's the center. It's the center. Go to wherever you go. Shalti Yisrael Gamliel v'Yisrael Yeshua Holchem L'Gadvod B'Soich Heskerei Monos. He's going to L'Gadvod B'Soich Heskerei Moch Rav B'Soich Heskerei Im Tolash Simone Tumah B'Soich Shavua Shal Hesker Rishayin Oye Shal Hesker Sheni Mahu. Okay, Amarti Amruli Loi Shamanu, we don't know. Avol Shamanu Ad Shaloibo Eitel HaKoyin Tor Liachar Hechleitoi Tomei Hischalti Mevi Lechem Royos. I brought royos. Where do you have such a nusach like this in the Mishnah? Hischalti mevi lohem royos. Echorev b'fnei akoyin v'echorev b'sech hezgeroi tohar. Ag sheyitamenu akoyin me'emos ha'yitar asay. Rabbi Lezai be'el lichshu yivolei loy nega acher v'yitar mimenu v'acham oimim ad shetifrach b'chuloi oy ad shetismait b'har b'harto mikagris. Let's see, Rav. I've mamash no idea what's going on over here. Let's get some hints what's going on over here. Okay, b'soich holchem legav the simon hushe mokem b'soich hesker mahu im tolash simoni tuma b'soich shavua shal hesker rishno oy shal hesker asheni mahu. Okay, second to last small line. Hischalti mevi lohem royos b'toy sefta ma'isig dekach choisa royosay. This is the proof. B'bnei mo ad shaloi bo eitzel ha eitzel koin tohar. Is it not because he did not see the tumah? Bein ze bein ze to hoirin. The chain halacha. Me emosai he to rasai. Okay, let's just see a little bit of it. Now let's say guy Taki goes and he pulls it out. So how does it become tar? Kishivadu loy nega acher v'yitar. Ooh, look at this. Pili ploim. So this guy is really his tummy. Guy who's in the hechlet. He pulls it out. He's tummy forever until he gets another nega. And the coin declares that nega tohar. Kishivol le nega achem v'yitar mimenu. The kevon, the nisrapi min ha-shniya. Iglai nulsa the chas rachman alei. Ooh, Kabbalah. Kabbalah nyanim. Ribayim shloilab. This mish is getting more and more bizarre as we go on. V'nami haviz kaima kamaisa. And if the first one would have been there, havim mitasim minei kamaizeh. That argument in a halacha court wouldn't stand up a day, wouldn't even enter into the court, such an argument. How does the Mishnah say this? That, oh, it's the Gigili Milsa, the Baisha Shachman. What? That's not halacha. That's not halacha. That's drush. Those are the Shabbos Shuvah drush, the Chasam Sefer, drush. It's not halacha. Ad Shatifach Bukuloi, Negaho Achlin, the Lekal Lemechash Lemidi, the high Yehavina Mari Kama, Hash to Mihavitar. So that's the spread, the second man, the Omar, that's the spread of the entire body. Because then Man of Shach, it's part of the Nega. Oyasha Tismait, but the Hartoi Bikidis, they are feel loin Lash Haseyar, Veloin Nichves Hamichia, Hoyenita, Mikavan, the Nismata, Habahis Milkinis. So therefore, if the Beheris goes away, There's a lot of stuff going on over here. Let's see the Mefarshim. Maybe he'll also give a little bit some hints to what's going on over here. Hakdama. Mishnah Seinu learned as dinat halish simoni tuma ve'osin ha'torasei. Oy ve'bolos hasei bein b'nigi adam be'begadim be'batim. Ah, very good. He adds all the rules. Whether it's adam, whether it's begadim, whether it's batim, bein mitchil be'besechem mehaskei or besechem mechalutai ve'gam. Oy gam li'achar haptur. Ooh, look at this. Li'achar haptur. How could that be? Aval beloy ho'ilu ma'isav, kegoyim she'tola shrak sa'ara achas mishtayim, o yishtayim me'arba, aval gav she'oyve beloy sasei, afilu hochi einoy loike. Ooh, look at that. A whole new sugi. This mamash, you have mamash over here, you have mamash, so many Russia yeshiva she'udim over here. Over here. If a person that mamash, he pulls out a nega, but the nega is not going to make a change in his status. He did a ma'iseh that elsewhere would have been a nega, would have been a ma'iseh to be a matar person, but over here he has 4 hairs. So taking out 2 hairs is not going to change his status. Even though he didn't take out 2 hairs, it does not matter. He gets over lois say, but he's not going to be punished. There's not going to be any lashes. So over here, the ikum of farsh was coming to say, oh, you saw that there's such a metzias in the veld of being over lois say and not being punished. And it's such a...
That's the point we have left over from Cyrus. I mean, if you only had 2 Cyrus and you pulled those out, then I'm sure you're going to get malchus.
Oh, because you're changing your status. But let's say you have 4 Cyrus and you take your 2 out. So you did Navera. You did Navera, but you don't get malchus.
So it's a lot of shame for Maisa.
It is a Maisa. How can you say it's like, so you're saying over here, Achidish Noira Nifla. You're coming to say that when we have a Kokul, you're coming to Vataych. A lav shein by ma'isa doesn't mean a physical ma'isa. He's saying it means there's no change in status. There's no chalois change in status. So he takes the word ma'isa, it's a chalois. There is a whole shmooze about this. What exactly does it mean, a lav shein by ma'isa? I always thought it meant, it has to be something physical. Dibur is not a ma'isa. Machshava, or sheval tase. Lois so sidu menu ad boiker. V'hanoisa menu ad boiker. So it's a lav shame and ma'isa. You left it over. Okay, so I always think that it means there's nothing physical. Dibur is not called physical. Shev al tase is not physical. So you're saying, no. That's not the pshat lav shame ma'isa. Lav shame ma'isa means there's no chalois. It's you do a lois ase, but when you whatever you're doing does not cause a chalois, a change in status. Okay? I mean, you could argue the whole day about this. So he's telling us there are 2 types of lois ases. A person goes to Gehenim for pulling out 2 hairs, because it is soif called soif and ne, it is a simen tumah, but he's not going to get malchus because his status has not changed. He has done here a physical act, a maisa biodayim. His status has not changed. He's saying over here in the Ikum of Farshim.
Stay in Hezger. I mean that he would still have to stay in Hezger at for 2 weeks. Right? Even if he does this the first week, he doesn't get out of Hezger.
He doesn't.
Meaning that his status has not changed. What does it mean the status hasn't changed? The Kohen hasn't seen it anyway. So, Marushak, so the Kohen can't pastor on it. But you might think that he could go out earlier or something like that. The answer no, is that he still has to wait. And the Kohen has to come and see it after 2 weeks. And he stays in Hesker until after 2 weeks. Now, what if he pulled it out after Hechlet? What if he pulled it out after Hechlet? So he's like the kid who changes the answer after the teacher gives him back the test.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I used to do that.
Yeah. so did I.
Yeah.
Tame Lefi, why is he Tame? Because he's a Mukhlah.
Right? Yeah.
So how does he get out of that? So he has to get another, he has to get another Nega, Minashamayim. And when that one's gone, it's a Gilui Milsa that the first one's gone also. That's why. And the Chachamim say, what do the Chachamim say?
So let's see. I'm sorry, I was distracted over here because my eyes are hurting me. I was trying to do something over here to fix the screen, to take away the blue light. The blue light. Just give me 1 second. Turn on the blue light. How come it's not working, the blue light? It doesn't work. It's supposed to take away the blue light. All right, it's not working. I don't want to waste time. Let's go. I'm sorry.
How much radiation we have going in today?
How much radiation? I have my thing here with me. Actually, oh, I can't even plug myself in.
So The Chachamim say Ashu Kifrach Kulo. That's very strange. What that it spreads everywhere. You mean that it's Kulo Hafach Lavan? That's what he means. Kulo Hafach Lavan.
Yeah, that's what it seems to say. Ad Shetifrach B'Kuloi. Yeah. The ganze mensch. So let's see over here the Igum Mefarshim. Let's see what he says over here. Igum Mefarshim. Back on page 53. Hagdama. Mishnah Seinu Melamedes Din Atolos Shimoni Tumo Voifin Apriyataros. Oivim Lois Ase. Bein Binigi Adam Binigadam Abogadam Oiv Batim. Bein Bichl Bein Mesecha Ime Hesker Oiv Besoch Ime Yechilutai. Oiv Gam Liachar Haptua. Av Beloy Ha'ilu Masav. Let's say your Meisim did not work. Did not make a change. There was no accomplishment. Kegoyin shetola ashrak sora achas mishtaim or shtaim yarbo avagav de shoyvibol is a say afil wachi inu like it. Okay, fine. Next. Ad shaloi bo eitzel akoytar iko lemedak ma hefesh yesh bein ro'o bein loy ro'o ulechoy ro'o yinir shetam hu mishum kenas. Kenas vi ad shaloi ro'o hakoyin leko lemik to say if the coin did not see, there's no kenas. Kevon shetan loy nikro olav shem tumo. So if he did not yet go to the coin, and he pulls out the simon, so even though he didn't miss the raisa, but there's no kenas. Kevon shloi bitel hatoma in kan kenas. Uli acher hechletoi shabitel hatoma kan sinan. But after he was already a muchlat, and now he pulls it out. Now we're going to make him suffer because he's already took off the shem tuma. Umiu yesh lefarish. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So that means that if he was musger. And he became tame while he was a musker with the appearance of Shnei Steros Lavan, and then he pulls them out, so the Kohen should not put him into Muchlat land. That means that he's going to go free after 2 weeks.
That's right. But he has much bigger problems because he was Oyvanis Daraisa.
Right.
He was Oyvanis Daraisa, the Loisa say. Hashem's going to get him. And if there are witnesses that he saw them do this, they'll give Malchus. So you can't escape. He's going to be a person that's a mitzora, that's in muchlat, he doesn't get any physical suffering. There's no physical suffering for such a person, but a person who was even a loisa, say he gets malchus aboyim. It's mamish like a death sentence. He can even die from that. So in echadami, the punishment l'chayr is worse. Person is just stam on muchlat. So what is he? He doesn't get any physical pain. He just bod yeshay mechutz machle mashav. Many people would love to have some of that.
Social distancing.
Some people would mamish love to have a break. Fine. Rabelski, when he wrote at the end of his life, he wrote a sefer on the shuvis. He didn't even do it. I think it's talmidim. They put it. Someone put it together. So they told him you have to write a hakdama. He says I don't have a free second to write the hakdama on Shevet Halevi. It was a very choshub. They put together like a tshuva sefer. I don't have a free moment, and even if I have a free moment, and it's every second someone's going to come in to drive me crazy, to bother me with something, So he said, you come to my house, give you a room, close your phone. No one's going to know where you are. You disappear. He did that. He went to this guy's house. He disappeared for 3 hours. No one knew where he was. No one was able to bother him. 3 hours of Yishev Hadas, and he wrote the Hakdama to the Sefer. It's in the book, and it's so true. People are very busy. They're very, very busy. They don't have a second of Yishev Hadas. I'm sorry. Once I met a certain Gadol, this person, he went to him, and he saw that after 15 minutes, the Gadol was all fidgety, and he realized this Gadol. He stopped learning decades ago. Every second he's just running around from place to place. He doesn't have a mind even to sit and think for more than a few minutes, whatever. It was very disturbed. Like, people used to learn once upon a time. They used to spend hours, 18 hours learning a day. 18 hours, are you kidding? You can't even go more than 3 seconds without the phone ring. I go to Rav Schmidman, okay, so he gives a shiur twice, but I don't have a choice. He asked me to come to the shiur. So I'm there in the shul, so I have no choice, I have to go. I don't really want to go. I don't understand anything he says. Whatever, I can't say no. So the phone rings literally every 5 minutes. And he's not like from the major league rabbon, not that I know of. Mamish, every 5 minutes the phone rings. And he looks at the phone and he doesn't answer it. Mamish, every 5 minutes, I'm like, what's going on with it? Every single shiur, the phone rings, 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 rings. So busy, so busy, so busy. What are you so busy with? What are you so busy with?
Maybe he has his wife call him every 5 minutes so people should think he's so busy.
No, his wife comes into the room also and drives him crazy. That's besides the point.
They say that Rav David used to go into Eitzah's firm by Goldman in the back, and he would come in, because he needed a timeout. So I think maybe like before Mincha or at some point he would just go in and he would say kill him. That's it. He just goes in, he would look around and browse. One guy, one of the newer workers in the store didn't know who he was, and he went over to him and he says, "Can I help you find something?"
Yeah.
He said, "No, I just want to go to the back room." He said, "You're not allowed to go to the back room. You have to ask Mr. Goldman if you can go into the back room." You know, so he asked Mr. Goldman. So Mr. Goldman says, "Sure, that's what they'll find. So you can go to the back room." So like the guy didn't know. He got all upset because and I think the government was scared that his hiding place was now, you know, a Dabar Yadua. He was like very scared that he wouldn't be able to go, you know, to like have 15 minutes for himself, half an hour to himself.
Exactly.
I think Goldman appealed on the guy like not to tell anybody, like not to trap him when Rav David's in the spot. You know, that if someone comes looking for Rav David, say that he's not here. Okay, right there.
Gvaldik, I would just say you have a vaccination passport. Vaita.
For me,
Mishum shesafek u'shem aloha yasman maspikim l'tuma u'mayk minan leach cheskas tahara u'l'ach ha'echlat b'cheskas tahara. Another story, think of here as a chazaka. That until now, even though you think it's a simen tuma, who says? Verves? Yeah. How do you know? You're not the baki. But let's say you're the one. Let's say you are the one who tells the kohen what the halacha is. We had that before. Where the coin doesn't zanam aretz, and you tell him tamei tar, so you taka no, this is taka tamei. So what would the ikum b'farshim say in that case? The mishnah learned, I don't know. Okay, that's it. No more. Let's maybe do the chart, and then we'll do everything all over again because it's a very hard mishnah. I'm missing over here. Maybe the chart will fill in some details. Iser ketzitzas b'heres etelishas simoni atuma hatoyler simoni tuma kegoin hatoyler shel lovin shel b'heres oy tzeret sav shel b'nesek oy. You make a burn in the mikvah. You make the kviya in the mikvah. Fine. Okay, you get malchus. Look at this. He makes a whole drush over here. What about cutting off, slicing off the ganze beheres? Certainly, that's going to be awesome. What about the yellow here? Yishama zeloy sase b'nega zeser lovan hatzara zem michya. What about cutting off the pisyoin? What about cutting off the yellow here? It doesn't say dina toile. So there are three different categories. So you put everything in nice say there. There's lifnedia b'mei hezker and lacha heklet lifnedia tar. If you should tell him about coin simon etimo elu vechaskos etor also, he says, we'll be able to get in the second shot. In the box, he says, number two, chazaka, v'ye pahesker ad soif shavua sheni. Wait, one more time. Lifne ria, tar lifi term ba coin raw coin simon etimo elu vechaskotar. Now, what's this? I don't understand. What's this over here? V'ye behesker? What? There is no hesker. What's going on over here?
I don't know.
I think this belongs in the next box. I think there's a mistake here. I think he was rushing to print. He made a toast adifus. Or I like to say tos adifum. Bimei hesker. What's bimei hesker? Tahar. Afilim kvar ro akoin voli hispik lachlitoi. Avli he behesker at soiv shua sheni. I think in the first place is a mistake. The first one is a mistake.
Okay. I mean, Lefnei Ria, I mean, that this is the only guy that knows.
So there's no Hesker. There's no Hesker. Tall if you should term raw according to one at Tumma, let's see now. Liacha Hechlet, Tomei. Lefisha Kvar Huklat Huksak Lutuma. Oifin Tadas, the worry how he has the Mitar. Rabbi Eliezer holds Lichshiva laid by Nega Acher Vierpa Menu. Shenika Shericha Moy Allah Ben Ashraim Shiyatahir. Pile ploy. Devarim Niflaim Admoid. Such a chiddush. I guess the pshat is because I guess the love this must have to be is that since Bechlal, the entire mitzias of Negoim is a dove that's Lamala Miderech HaTeva, isn't a whole machlokes? What exactly are Negoim? Are Negoim something physical or are they something that is supernatural? L'chayra, we always learn this kindlach, they're supernatural things. But not Muchruch. It's not Muchruch that it's a supernatural thing. A dermatologist. It can be mamish. I'm sure some Rishonim learn that those type of Rishonim, like everything has to be teva and everything, and they probably learn that it's a certain type of a leprosy, chveis, is some type of skin disease. So the Torah here is teaching you the rules of lockdown, quarantine, contagious disease, the center for disease control of the Torah, or the center of the disoriented members of Chel. the dibukim of Chel. The center for the demented Chelmers.
my grandfather loves some Chel. The story goes again that they say that they're really very smart and the island was jealous, and that's why they made him stupid. That's how the
Lord put that. It could be. Loshon Sagi Nor. Okay, so over here, so the Yipra Vishnika Cherishim, Lichshu Yifrach HaNega, Bechol Gufoy, Shememele Hoyenitar, or Lichshu Yismay HaNega Mishir Gris. Okay, I think this over here touches upon I think it's a gewaldige mission, this Mishnah. This Chish over here, Mamish, it touches upon Mamish, the Mahus. What exactly is a nega? If he can say such a chiddush, shericha b'min hashamayim, pilei ploim. Okay, now we learn everything. We have to chaz the whole mishnah all over again. Nachamal, quickly. One more time, the whole mishnah very quickly. Hatoyla shimoni tovo.
I mean, it's funny that the chachamim would give you, like Rabbi Ezra is giving you a very funny definition. Chachamim give you more, definition than you would expect.
Straight out. Right. Okay, let's see the whole Mishnah. Toilet Shimoni Tuma Veha Koyves and Nechia. Oyveloy Sasei. Fine. Vila Tahara. Now, when it says Vila Tahara, all that means is, it means, Vila Tahara means if the person is still a Taha. Vila Tahara has to be known that the person, first it says the Simoni Tuma. You're always going to be able to say, no matter what. Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily, though. Let's see the Rav. Hatoyle Shimoni Tumaki going to say, love and be or bosser. The Seretzah bin Asakim. The Akoves al Michia, the Mishn Nichves Enam Simon Tumma, Oibulois Assay. He Shabinegatras, will come back to Mishnah, Yishamapen, Val in Elo, Lois Assay. Okay, maybe that's just a general introduction to the Mishnah. And that is discussing in the case where the person already has a mukhlat. Let's assume that the first line of the Mishnah is referring to a person who is already a mukhlat. He's a mukhlat. And he has the simonim, and now he goes and he takes away the simon. Right? Because otherwise they're not called simonitum. You can't call them simonitum unless they are been declared simani tuma. Let's push it a little like that. Now we're going over here to the situation. What happens before? What is not yet tummy? Let's say the person is he's tahar. They're not yet declared simani tuma. Ad shleibo etzel koin. Tohar, nothing happens to him. Garnished. Rav. Ad shleibo tohara koloima. Ule inyin tahara. Oh no, I made a mistake. Ule inyin tahara. I made a mistake. Ule tahara means if a person took away the simonim, how does he ever become tohar? So I guess you have to, there are three different stages. There's he never was tummy to begin with, period. He's a muskar, or he's mukhlat. So if we according to that way, you have to...
I don't think you're talking about mukhlat yet, because you have the line, la'achar hechlet, tummy. So this is v'letahara. Either the guy hasn't shown it to anyone yet, or he's already in hesker, one or the other.
Okay, fine. Okay, so he's in a state of v'letahara. Kaloi ma'ul inyin tahara ma'adinoi. So actually, back to the Mishnah, so, what's Allah, l'tahara? Actually, bo itzel koin tor, nothing happens to him, Raf. Actually, bo itzel koin im tolshim tor, im tolshim lachach, the Rav is in later. Im tolshim lachach, chalutoi tome, okay, fine. La tahara, actually, bo itzel koin tor, lachach chalutoi is tome, fine. All right, now, he's not really giving us all the details. Everything over here is very ambiguous. Vaita, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Shvalti es Rabbi Gamliel ves Rabbi Yeshua ves Rabbi Yeshua cholchen legad vod. He asked them when they were going to Gad Vod. I thought that these two Amoroyim were traveling to Gad Vod. Yeah? That's what it seems. While they going, Rabbi Yeshua, Shvalti es Rabbi Gamliel ves Rabbi Yeshua cholchen when they were traveling legad vod. They were going there for some reason, for Tzorchei Tzibur. They were going to the Malchus, right, to negotiate. So we have this name in the Haggadah. You have Maisa, Rabbi Akiva, all those Amorai, they were all in Bnei Brak. Why were they in Bnei Brak? So I think one of them is Farshim, because they went there for Tzorchei Tzibur. They went for Klal Yisrael. It was like an Aguda convention. Mamash in the Haggadah. The Aguda, even the Agoda, the Agudas Yisrael of America was there. You can't escape them. Or maybe it was a deer shoe event. You know, in Schmidman, you know, there was a mouse, a moifes happened at Schmidman. They have a whole shelf of the deer shoes or chumashim. And the pegs broke. So the weight of the other shelf on top came crashing down on it. Now no one's able to pull out the deer shukumash. They're locked in. No, I guess it was Ben Hashemayim. Le'ucha lotzeis v'lovoi. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. What could I say? I told someone on Shabbos there are four vaccines. There is Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and Dirshu. All right, Baita. Amar Rekiva. Shvalti Yeshua Gamliel Yeshua Yeshua Behalachim Legad Vod. They were traveling to Gad Vod, okay? And they were going there for a reason, obviously, right? They were going there for some Tzorchei Tzibur. And he asked them the question, V'soich Hezgeroi Mohu. The question was, during Hezger, what is the halacha? In other words, if he pulls out the Simoni Tuma, V'soich Hezger, what's the halacha? Unbelievable. So he told me, Lo Shomanu. We don't know the answer. Avol Shomanu, actually, boy, it's like Koyitar. V'achach Leitoi Tomei, ah, very good. Now the Mishnah is making some sense over here. All we learned in the Mishnah was before and after. We did not learn what about the intermediary state. So maybe I'm Royus, I brought a Raya. He brought a Raya from where? Where did he bring this Raya from? Echod, maybe I'm Echod, Echod Bifne Hekoy, Echod Oime, Besecheske Tor. Achi Tanenu Hakoyen. Let's see the Rav. The Rav over here says, whatever, they went to this place, whatever reason they went to. Besoiches Geremahu im Tolash Simoni Tumo Besoich Shavua Shal Hesker Rishon Oy Shal Hesker Sheni Mahu. His Khalti may be him royas, but I self the my seed the Kahis Arayasa, more Mibne more actually Boba Isla Koy Tahar. What's the reason? Loy Mibnesh Loy Roa Koyin Simoni Hatuma Shaboy? He never saw the Tumas Tumma. Hatoyle Shimoni Tumma Toy Hesker Nami. Dinu Shetar Shloy Roa Koyin Simoni Tumma Shaboy. It's not yet called Tommy. Hesker, there's no Simon Tumma. It's Zelbazak. Hesker, there is no Simon Tumma. Hesker, there's only a Beharis. All there is a Baharis. There is no Simin Tumma. That's why he's in Hesker, either the first week or the first week or the second week, or Lefnehi Shabol El Koyin. Before he comes to the Koyin, there's no the Simoni Tumma here we are describing is the Seyar or the Michya. So they don't exist yet. So they were, this Simon was never seen by the Koyin. The same way it was never seen by the Koyin before Hesker, it was never seen by the Koyin after Hesker. Because once it was seen and it was declared Tommy, then it's a Mukhlat. So therefore the Pasha says that the same Allah applies. Because the only reason why he's Tahar is because he never Lefnei Shabbat HaKoyin for the first time is because the Koyin never laid his eyes on it. The same way he never laid his eyes on it for the first time during Hesk, he also never laid his eyes on it. Therefore, Echad Oyim Bifnei HaKoyin Kolaymar, Echad Oyim Bifnei HaKoyin Mimir Lidle Shimoni Tumah, Koydim Shiyom Aloy HaKoyin Tomiyata, Echad Oyim Shetol Shem Tochi Mehezkeroi, and this Tomiyata means you're Tomi for Hesker. A person who is in Hesker is called Tomi. But the Koyin never saw the Shimoni Tumah. A person is Tom. What do you mean, Tommy? He would say he would. Oh, before he said, he never replied. Tommy, if you would see the Simoni Tumah, you would say Tommy Ata. So he pulled it out before he could see the Simoni Tumah. The Echad Oysa Shetol Shem Teichim Heskeroi is the same exact thing. It makes sense and should be exactly the same thing. Okay, that's the svara. So back to the mission again. Amuli lo shamati avol shamanu ashle boyes lakoyin tar v'achash kol lachachle d'tomei hischat mevi lham rois echadem efnei akoyin v'achle b'sech esker tar. And the Rav explains because in both cases what's exactly the same situation. The kohen never saw the hear or the michya. He never laid his eyes. So just like it's clear that if he did not lay his eyes on it before he came the very first time to the Kohen, before Hesker, it should be exactly the same principle when he went to the Kohen during Hesker. Ah, the Sheyitamenu, a Kohen, until the Kohen sees the Simoni Tumah, and when he sees the Simoni Tumah, he declares it a Mukhlat, and then it's taken too late. Next. Okay, fine, it makes sense, yeah? The mission makes sense. Now we go to the Tahara. Now let's say Itaka sees, now we go to the end. Let's say Itaka, he's a Mukhlat, and he pulls it out. How will he ever restore himself? So this is a very interesting machlaikis. Answer is kishivol lo mega achav v'yitar mimenu. They came with the mishabim in Ashmiya. Iglay milsa. The chosh rachman ale. V'inam yahavis kaima kamaisa. Have mitasim. He will become tar. Minek kumay mizu like this one. That's going to be the case. Ad shetifrach b'chuloy until nifrach b'chuloy until it spreads b'chuloy. When is b'chuloy mega ha'acharoin? That's the chachamim. The lack of the mechash lemidi, the ha I have a bein main the ha I have
a nega the hold on nega achron means that he's getting a second baharis.
Wait, where are you reading from? What do you mean? Where are you reading from?
From the rav and Achon Tifrakula.
Hi, how are you? Have a great day. Good to see you. When it says in the Rav, Ajatifach Bukula this the Chachamim.
I understand, but Nega Ha'achol. What I mean, the guy still has a Beharis that's missing Sarah. So what Nega Ha'achol?
He's getting another Nega. I hear what you're saying.
Because in this way, that's
why can't we say this one? Thank you very much. Like always, you're the best. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Why do we have to have a neg, another neg? Why can't we say even this neg? This neg itself now begins to spread throughout the entire body. Why do you have to have a neg, another neg? I hear the question. I do not know. You're asking Eisenakash. When you go to like the Achnosa Sefer Torah, I think you should ask them. Say, Rabbonim, all the books. Can you put anyone here can help me? Help me. I'm asking for Tzedakah. I want to shan the Mishnah, the Goyim Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalit. Why does the Rav have to say Shidduch Makul and the Shidduch Chachamim and Andre Nega? What's the problem with the first Nega? Nefach Makuloi. Does any Rav, can anyone, if a Rav knows the answer, then you can write a letter in the Sefer. If you don't know the answer, you're not entitled. If you don't even know the Mishnah, the basic elementary Mishnah and Mishnais, who do you think you want to put a letter in the Sefer Torah?
You belong on Avenue
Web.
You don't belong here. You belong on Avenue
Web. Ah, Chetifach Mukulay Negro Acharoi. The Lekalamecha Shlomide Daha Ihavi Beinami Kama. Hashta Yihavi Tar. Even if it would be the first, would still be here, so this is going to be Tar. Maybe he's saying that maybe the Rav seems to be saying a tremendous Chiddush. I think maybe what the Rav here is saying is that Taka, let's say the first neg, Taka would spread out the entire body, it would not become Tar. It seems that's what he's trying to say. If you want to really take what the Rav says very literally, he's saying an awesome Chiddush. That if the first nega spreads to the entire body, he's still going to be Tame. Because...
Then it's a Knas already.
Okay, fine. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's a Daraisa. It's a Daraisa. He pulled it out. I don't know the answer. It is a Chiddush. Either it's a Knas or maybe it's in the Raisa, that if the first neg has spread throughout the entire body, he's going to remain in a state of Tumah because he pulled out the Se'ar Lavan. The only way we can make him Tumah is if he had another neg, and that neg has spread throughout the entire body, which includes this. Now, my question to you is, if he gets another neg, who says that the second neg spread to the entire body? It spread to the entire body minus the space of the first neg. Why don't we say the first nega is a hefsik from the second nega, and now the second nega never really spread to the entire body? You hear my question?
Yeah, good. I mean, like you had in that Mishnah earlier, that you need a little bit of a ring around.
So why do we call the entire body? Now you know why. Klach lecha eitzel negoyim ve'ohalois. So many questions. And so many people in Avenue M to ask them to. I don't know what to say. I actually recall there's a lot of lumens, so we make a whole safer on these questions. We can make a lot of drush, a lot of questions. So give it to all the kinilach instead of asking the basic questions. How many floors were there in the teva? Ask them this question. Explain the Mazvi, the Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Perek Dalet. Why do you need a second nega? And if you talk, you do need a second nega, why don't we say that the first nega? It's not called nispashik to the entire body because the first neg is a hefsek. Whoever said that we should consider the first neg to be a chelik of the second neg?
So the guy, your question, once there's no simen tuma anymore, so you can say that it's targetar that you're dealing with, you know, basar chai. So it's not basar chai.
It's a nega. There's a beharis there. There's a Beharis there. I don't know. Let's go weiter. Oh, you add should this might be hard to make a grist. I feel like Nidlash. This is easy. I feel like Nidlash has several Nichves and Michel. He need that. We came into this matter. Have a Harris with a grist. Me, you add to take that Bechula like Koya until it's a Tibrach Bechula until it spreads to the entire body. Loikoi Ella Toilish Loikoi Ella Toilish Shimoni Tuma. Or in Achmo, Mikayva the Nismat Haberes Migris, Mi Uad Shetifach Makuloi Loikoi Ella Atoyle Shimoni Tuma. What does that mean? Go back. Oh yeah, I should Nismat Behind the Migris.
One of the ways that you go out is Shetifach Makulo. So that is only relevant to Toyle Shimoni Tuma, but not to burning the Mikra.
Okay. When we ask the Vakukulo Loikoi, these words, Ad shetifrach b'chulei koi el atol eshes moni tuma, avol kviyas ha-mikvah, kivas ha-mikvah, einoi nita b'fricha. There it's not shaykh. There it's, why not? Why not? We have a different nega. We have a different, if we tell him that we have another nega that's coming, so. She'ilu hoysa ha-mikhya kayemes, lo hoya tar b'fricha.
That's exactly your point.
So he seems to be saying that the second nega really is just an expansion of the first nega. He seems to be saying over here is that when it says in the above line that there's another nega, the nega ha'achad, it doesn't mean another nega. It seems like he's saying over here is that this nega, what he's calling nega achad, just means an expansion of the first nega. But when it comes to a mikveh, there's no such thing as the mikveh spreading. A mikveh can't spread, but the nega can spread. So it seems when it says above, Oyesha tifrach b'chulo, also the Mishnah says, tifrach b'chulo, the words of the Mishnah mashma, that the nega itself spreads. So when it says the nega achron, that just means part two. It just means like to be continued, part two, and now part two, the nega itself spreads to the entire body. It doesn't mean that there's a new nega.
But this is not relevant then towards the kviya, right?
Right, because the kviya can't spread. The kviya doesn't spread. There's no such thing as spreading by the kviya. When it says in the Mishnah, nega ha'achron, all that means is, it means that the nega now spread. It doesn't mean a new nega, it means that the nega now spread.
Okay,
vaitav. Avol kivas ha'mechva, eina nita b'fricha, she'ilu ho'isa ha'mecha kemes, lo ho'isa ta b'fricha, hirah ha'kacham. Chol ha'kacham, in other words, it's not supernatural, we follow the basic, there's no such thing as, oh, it's a second nega, giloimus min ha'shamayim. Okay, let's see the Igam Mepharshim again. One more time, very, very quickly. Hakdama, Mishnah says, "My lesson, the Nathalos, the Samaritan, the Bavanat Harasa, I Rabbi Loisa say, Bein Benigi Adam, Begad Bebatim, Bein Michlu, Bein Bitzaychad, Bein Eskeroi, I Besachim Yechlitoi, the Gam, I Gamli Acher Hapatur, Avol Beloi. What do you mean Acher Hapatur? You have a Michya, or you have a Ser Lavan, and he's Potter. What do you mean he's Potter? What do you mean he's Potter?
Yeah, usually we said achar patur. If something develops achar patur, it's possible that he can go into. It's possible that he can become a mukhlat.
I guess it means there were two simonim. What it means achar patur? He was a mukhlat, right? I guess what it means is he was a mukhlat for two reasons. No, I don't know how. How do you become potter?
Achar patur could be achar yimei hezger.
Oh. Oh, achar yimei hezger. That's what it means? I guess so. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Achar hezger. And then it comes back. And then the simon tumma comes. Fine. Okay. Oh, achar patur, fine. Av b'loy ha'ilu, fine. Av b'loy ha'ilu, av b'loy ha'ilu ma'isav. G'goyin sh'tola sh'rak sara achas m'shtayim. Oy shtayim. Now notice he says that a person has two simonim, two hears, and he pulls off one, it doesn't change the status. You become a mukhlat with two hears, but you don't go free with the removal of one. It's harder to get in, not easy to get in, it's hard to get in, but it's not easy, but it's hard to get out. In order to get in, you have to have two hears. One's not enough. But once you're in, you're not leaving until you get your booster. You can get in with one shot, but you ain't going out unless you get the booster. Right? Let you in. You can come in. You can come in over here. Once you come in, oh, you're here. We can't let you out to society. You're dangerous to society. We'd only let you out if you give you the booster. So you in order to get in, notice the opposite. In order to get in, we demand two hears. No, we do demand. No, someone says I'm not a good analogy. We'll have to leave for Biden to come up with some new hechatimsa.
I mean the pool I shoved around to all the Karmas HaKadoshim yesterday, September 11th. I mean he must have gone for like a big nap afterwards or something, you know. It's very, very, very hard to do. Do you know that in Young Israel they made a kelmola yesterday?
Why not? If I was a rabbi, I would make a kelmola. Why not? So what? Why is that to be a Jewish day? If in the Welt, this is the day, first of all, the Yom HaShana has a lot of halachic significance. Okay, the Bote Orechoyma. The Bote Orechoyma follow the solar date, not the lunar date. 2 years. Right? If you live in a walled city for 2 years, the dinim of Bote Orechoyma, a home in a walled city, does it go back? So if you don't buy back your home within the first 2 years, you lose the house. And that is, it says Shana Tamima. Shana Tamima means the solar year. So there's such a principle in halacha called the solar anniversary. There's no question about it. And also, I once said a Jewish is that there's no greater Batei Orechayim in the Welt than the Twin Towers. Really, because it represents Mamish Chayimah. So the Batei Orechayimah, and who says you have to make a Kelmole? You don't make it on the day. You make a Kelmole.
I don't mind
making
Kelmole. I just have to make it at least on the tape that it occurred on Jewish calendar. But I hear what you're saying.
He did it also. That's I would say that's for a private yard site. But for the klal, I think that's where we're very narrow minded. See, this is where I really feel in the klal Yisrael. This is a narrow mindedness of orthodoxy. It's not the Jewish date, so it's a goyish zach. I really strongly disagree. First of all, in halacha, there are other applications. There's something called a mazel. There are many, I'm sure you can find many in Yom and halacha, that the Yom HaShana, Shana Tmima, has significance. And number two, I mean, I heard this story from Chaim Kanievsky. Is it true or not? I don't know. I really don't know if it's true or not, but I somehow believe Yomeli that it's true. Someone came to Chaim Kanievsky and he said to Chaim Kanievsky, they want to make my father, you know, he was a Haredi, but he was very good. Oh no, my thing just fell off. He was very good with the chilonim, and they want to honor him, and they want to name a street after him in Tel Aviv. They want to name a street. So I don't really want, you know, Tel Aviv. It's chilonim. They're gonna chal Shabbos there, and they're gonna, you know, be my father's name. And what's a goyish zach? There's nothing in the Torah. What kind of narishkeit is this? To name a street after a person, this is not a Yiddish Zach, it's a Kulam Zach. So suppose if Chaim Ganev said to him, first of all, Chil Hashem, that's not your problem. It's in Shagas. That's not your problem. Number two, he said to him, if in the Welt it's Choshev, it's Choshev. Mm-hmm. If in the Welt it's Choshev to name a street after a person, it's Choshev. Oh, it's not in the Torah? So it's not in the Torah. Is this a halacha? You were talking about kovod, chashivos. If in the Welt, 9/11 is 9/11, it's chashiv. So I think. All right, let's finish the mission. Let's read the mission one more time. I'm done. Well, let's finish the Rav. We did the Rav. Yeah, we did all the Rav. Because we're chazed the mission. We mission one more time. I told you Shimon Tima about the Hakoyves and Mechve. I believe I say, "V'latahara." When does it become tar? So actually, wait till I call it tar. Udachach later is tummy. Amen. Rabbi Akiva, Shlati Yisrael Megamil, but we should call him legad vod. B'serch has gevoy mohu. Amruli loy shamati, aval shamati. Actually, wait till I call it tar. Liach later tummy. He's chati maybe from Royis. Echlim with neyakayin. Yachel b'zachom serachom serach has gevoy tar. In both cases, you never saw the nega. Actually, tamenu. Alright.
Did we ever have these amounts of the Chachamim before? I mean, did we ever have how a person gets far?
Everyone. everyone agrees. Everyone agrees to less than a gris.
I understand that, but I'm saying, did we ever have this spelled out in the Mishnah? How does a person get tar from Hafer?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we learned those halachas. They must be coming up soon. We never learned those halachas. We never had that yet. All right.
All right.
Yes, Shukoyach.